Yosef hears the dreams of Paro, and when that all happens, Yosef says to him, the dream is obvious. There's going to be a famine for 7 years, and when the before that 7 years of famine, there'll be 7 years of plenty. Prepare properly. And he says to him, I want you to pick for yourself an ish navon v'chacham, ish chacham v'navon. Pick a smart, wise man. Now, a chacham is somebody who has intellectual abilities, somebody who's smart. What's a navon? So a navon is someone that has a certain intuition. It's more than just that. I heard a beautiful idea last night from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says, what is a navon? Because there are a lot of people that are smart. But if you said, if you really think about it, the job that Yosef was looking for was not so complicated. You need a really good bureaucrat. You need someone who can make sure that the accounting is done right. Take all the stuff from the land, stick it in one place. It'll be safe. It'll be good. Everything will be wonderful. Do you really need a brilliant person for that? You really don't. They're excellent, excellent bureaucrats that could do that. Lahavdil elef alfei havdalos. But if you know anything about the story of Adolf Eichmann, Adolf Eichmann was an amazing bureaucrat who was brilliant at logistics. He was able to liquidate millions of people at the end of the war with an efficiency that was off the charts. That's not what you're looking for. What's an ish navon? It's somebody that feels the person. You need someone with a heart. Someone who says, I can imagine what it must feel like to be hungry. I could feel for those people. That's what you're looking for. He says, that's so important. And that's what Yosef was saying. Yosef was saying, you can't have a bureaucrat. You need someone with a heart. You need someone who could empathize with the people. But perhaps later in the week, we could look and see, did Yosef at this point in the game appreciate that much better than what he appreciates later on? Perhaps, because some of the edicts that he proposes at the end and perhaps in Vayigash show that at some point Yosef lost that. But what Yosef was saying is, if we're going to do this, we need someone who could genuinely feel for the people and take care of them. Have a great day.